If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours.
Drop the beat.
If you're an electrician, every family member and friend who has an electric-related issue gives you a call, but you already know that. Same scenario if you're a plumber, a mechanic, work in IT, or now that summer's here, if you can barbecue, guess what? The menu, it's on you. Now, in that sense, I am blessed with having the inability to do anything of value. Honestly, I know nothing, and I don't care to. Yes, I can cook, but that's just to feed myself. I can play bass, which is fun, but essentially meaningless. I can juggle, which is also fun, but again, serves no purpose. Our very own Mike Hawk. He can make balloon animals, and he'll do it tomorrow at the Tracington Movie House in Bremerton from 2 to 5 for your kids. And actually, making balloon animals or juggling, they were included on a list of...
Nice.
Well, yeah. Oh, Mike.
It's really cool.
Oh, thanks.
Absolutely free. Bring the kids down.
I didn't know
you
were doing that.
Yes.
Yeah, we're...
Neither did I!
It's an all, it's all ages tomorrow. You can bring your kids, and our very own Mike Hawk, he has volunteered to make balloon animals for each and every one.
He can make you like a swan hat. You know what I mean?
Ah.
And you know what? To make sure that it can happen, Miles even ordered balloons being delivered to his house today,
Mike. I'll give
you
an update. They're on their way right now as we speak. They have been shipped.
So make sure you bring your kids, have the kids approach Mike. Mike will make him a balloon animal. But again, outside of entertaining the kids, it doesn't have much value. Just like juggling, both of those things are included on a list of quote-unquote 20 wow skills that are easy to learn. And the list includes things like origami, magic, solving a Rubik's Cube, and fire eating, which they say, believe it or not, easier than it looks. But we all have some useless skill or ability. I mean, maybe you can wiggle your ears or move your eyebrows independently, do the armpit farts, whistle through your nose. Today, we want to know the useless thing that you can do, and that's exactly what our question is today, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration. Useful or not, what can you do that most people can't?
To be a part of the Big Show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@KISW.com. Hobachola's away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,356. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. Man, oh, man. What a late night Steve and I had last night. Coming up with the tongue twisters for you, Ted. Probably up to about 1:30 in the morning.
Something like that.
Yeah. Lo and behold, we come in today, and there's an email from Zach.
Zach.
And Zach has a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC.
Which we had known.
And he's talking about the Counts who loves to cut bunts.
Oh, yes.
A bunt cutter.
Yeah, who's not a bunt cutter.
Yeah.
Didn't you get a merit badge in bunt cutting in Boy Scouts?
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Sure.
You ever had bunt cake?
I have.
Oh, hell yeah.
Delicious.
That was my wedding cake.
Was it a bundt cake?
It was a nothing bundt cake.
What is the definition of that? I'm not sure. I know what an angel food cake is. I know what a regular cake is.
I don't know
what is it?
I don't know if the consistency of the cake is a major factor, but it's just a normal cake and it's in that kind of donut shape. It looks like a cruller. That's just a full size cake.
All right, it's got a hole in the middle.
It's got the icing that goes up and all
over.
What is a nothing
bundt
cake?
There's a company that's called Nothing Bundt Cakes.
All right, I got you.
Yeah.
I'm like, what flavor is nothing?
Well, I know everything about cake.
You can spend thousands of dollars on a doggone cake. We're like, we're going to eat it.
Just give me a
damn cake.
We're going to talk about buns coming up on Ted versus the FCC at 4:35.
It was birthday cake.
Also, we will drink and toast into the weekend, and it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday. It's Bad Choice Friday. You know it's Bad Choice Friday. Hey, man, this is your fault.
And today, we're going to talk about the weekend. We've been talking about it all day at the office. It honestly is going to suck this weekend.
The traffic.
Yeah. What is going on in town? I'll give you what I got here. This is from Como and their latest update. It says, plan ahead and prepare for possible traffic backups and delays in Seattle.
Possible,
it says. Just possible.
Sure.
The Washington State Department of Transportation will close all lanes of northbound I-5. Crews are completing work to preserve the Ship Canal Bridge, which is aging, as they say, part of the Revive I-5 project. Now, the department says northbound I-5 will close between the I-90 interchange and Northeast 45th Street. That starts at midnight tonight. Through 5 a.m. Monday morning. Okay? God. The westbound I-90 exit to northbound I-5 will also be closed. So, obviously, you can't do that. During the full weekend closure, the express lanes will run in the northbound direction around the clock.
Nice.
That is good news. It's also one lane to get on that in the northbound.
Right.
Remember that. It's the left-hand lane. Well, since they say the last major preservation work was done 40 years ago, they're prioritizing the bridge. But that's not all. When the full northbound closure ends Monday morning, northbound I-5 across the bridge will be reduced to two lanes, 24 hours a day for 4 weeks until the middle of August. Again, the express lanes will run in the northbound direction. A full closure of the northbound lanes from I-90 to Northeast 45th Street will occur again from late Friday night on August 15th. We're getting weeks down the road. This stuff is not over.
Good news. I'm so glad that we get to do it again.
Now, what were you guys saying about the light rail?
The light rail. So if I understand this correctly, do not quote me on this. And yeah, I could research this, but you can also research this yourself. I believe at some point this weekend, it's supposed to be closed from the Soto stop to the university. I believe that's what they said.
Okay, all right.
Which would be insane because, Ted, you said it's what, the Capitol Hill Block Party as well? Capitol Hill Block Party, right.
Got the Astros in town all weekend.
The Mariners in town.
Now, what I will say here is that I'm actually on the Sound Transit website.
What do they know?
And all it says is that there's going to be maintenance at the International District Station. They don't say anything about an actual closure. So I'm still trying to find that to see what kind of where we're getting that information, but I'll have more.
I think it's just U-District and Capitol Hill.
But you know what else is going on tomorrow?
Mike Hawk loves latex.
What in the hell is this?
Kids and balloons. Mike Hawk, master balloon animal blower. He'll make balloons that will make your kids cry with joy.
Wow.
So join us tomorrow. That's also going on at the Trace. I don't know if you heard this, Miles.
I did not.
Do you like clowns? Hell no! Do you like Mike Hawk? Hell yes! Mike Hawk makes children feel good because he loves making balloon animals. Want a baboon's ass balloon? Come see Mike Hawk, master latex magician.
I sure hope these balloons get here.
So yeah, join us tomorrow in Bloomington.
That's why he was in here?
No, I don't know what happened there.
That's why
he was in here.
Okay, for those of you that don't know, during the break, VD comes in here and he starts working on Steve's computer. Usually, I even thought it was weird because I'm like,
very odd.
Right, if you have something that's wrong, usually you cuss at a blue streak and at some point my red flag goes over and I go check out what's going on.
Not having an outburst is what led to your suspicion.
Yes, I had no idea you had
done
this.
Sneaky.
Got it.
Mike Hawk never met a balloon he couldn't twist for your pleasure. He'll make you a balloon sword and show you where you can stick it.
Yeah, so please join us tomorrow in Bremerton.
You're fired.
Now, Mike, you might have an out here.
What? The only thing I think that you have a chance to help you is that Miles' father is at his house.
Okay.
There's a chance he might open up that box and be like, "What are these balloons?"
Probably thinks I'm ordering the skinniest condoms on the planet.
That's what I was thinking. Is he going to be like, "What is my son doing?
Let's fill his bathroom with these."
It's the only shot you got.
So hopefully we'll get the balloons, and Mike will do that tomorrow at the Tracington Movie House in Bremerton. 2 to 5, absolutely free. Back to Ted versus the FCC. Back to Bad Choice Friday. So the two songs doing battle. All right, so we're going to have a traffic jam-based weekend, so why not Technotronics pump up the jam?
I mean, if I'm going to be stuck in traffic and I hear the song, I'm bopping up and down.
Technotronic pump up the jam taking on Gary Numan on a Bad Choice Friday. Gary Numan cars. Technotronic, pump up the jam.
How do you not like this one?
You do not, or you do?
How do you not like this one?
Well, they're both good.
It just puts me in a good mood.
Vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast with the shot of the day. All right, our question. We're going to go with skills that you have, things that you can do. Not all skills, obviously, need to be useful. So that's why we say useful or not. What can you do that most people can't? And some examples that they say from a little Reddit thread. A couple of people said that they could do origami, which I knew at one point in time how to do two or three different things.
Like what?
They all involved a dollar bill, and it looked like basically a dove.
All right. I can't do that.
So the dove was the first one. Magic, especially doing card tricks, was something else that people can do. Yep. I can do two card tricks that I've known my entire life. They are the only two that I can do, but if I have a deck of cards, I will do them.
Am I picking a card? Is it one of those?
I have one that is a pick of cards. I have another that is just a, I'll say, a mathematical sleight of hand as far as the number game.
All right. All right.
Yep.
I have one good card trick.
Okay.
Same I have thing. One good one, but I need a partner. Right? You need an assist.
Oh.
But it's great.
Because my buddy, he can actually do magic, right? Like, he can
like Harry Potter?
He can pull the quarter out of your ear and this and that. Yeah. So it's funny with kids. It's also funny with, like, drunk people at a bar. I'll see them do it. But, like, if he starts pulling out more tricks, then we're somewhere. I'll go, all right, give me a deck of cards.
And that's when you break out your trick.
Correct.
All right.
Lock picking. I know one person in particular can do that.
It is our boss.
That would be Ryan Castle.
Yeah.
He can definitely pick a lock.
We almost stole a bus in Oregon.
I used to be able to pick certain doors with a credit card.
Really?
Depending on what
was
kind
it
of,
like a crappy apartment kind of thing?
Yeah, just kind of dig it into the door. If there was enough of a gap, I could get in there and do that. All right, here's another one that people said. As far as like a skill that you have, whether it's useful or not, people who know astrology, basically, or astronomy, I'm sorry.
Astronomy, yeah.
Astronomy. Learning the sky, stars, constellations at night, even being able to provide a basic weather forecast by looking at cloud types and formations. Ted, you can do the cloud type stuff.
I know most clouds, and I can pretty much tell when a storm's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite cloud?
You get to pick one cloud. It's a cloud you look at for the rest of your life.
I mean, cumulus?
Cumulonimbus.
Yeah.
That's the big one.
But I got to Google. That's what I make sure I'm getting it right.
On July 3rd, we were sitting there outside at Neptune's, and my mom and sister go, look at those clouds. They look really cool. And I just went, nah, it's going to storm in about an hour. They're like, how do you know? It's like, well, look at the buildup.
Yeah.
You idiots.
How the hell do you spell that cloud?
Cumulonimbus?
Yes. I'm trying to Google it.
Q-U-M-B-U.
Cumulonimbus.
Is there a B in cumulus?
Nimbus. But clouds.
Cumulonimbus.
That's the big storm boomers. Those are the ones where the planes try to avoid and fly around if you're ever on the East Coast, and they come upon those, they'll try to get around them before they...
Oh, those
will divert their path.
Yeah, like you could... That's what I'm saying. When there's a thunderstorm coming, like you could see them kind of stacked. Yeah,
those are your favorite.
Some of the tops are 35, 40,000 feet up.
Cumulonimbus cloud.
I got to agree with you, man. Yeah.
And I just think it's
best
awesome.
Best-looking cloud. It looks like popcorn in the sky.
It's happened to me a few times. We were at Tennessee, same thing. We're walking up to the stadium. Bernie just elbows me. A storm's coming.
Yeah.
And we're like, how do you know? And then you go in. Hour later, you got to evacuate the stadium.
Yep.
My grandmother used to predict storms based on what joint hurt. Now my knees are getting sore. It's going to rain. You're like, you're crazy. Then it would rain.
Yep. I've got two skills that I can do, and both of them are absolutely ridiculous.
All right.
Okay. I swear to God this is true. I'm not making this up. Mike, you've never seen me do this before, but if I have the opportunity to, I just need a little bit of practice. I probably need 15 minutes, 20 minutes. I will start nailing shots from half court.
That's true. I've seen you do that.
I can
tequila?
No, I'm talking about basketball.
Oh.
I can start making half court shots. Like, I will make a very high majority of them, and the ones that I miss are just barely missing.
No kidding.
Yes, yeah. I can do that.
I've witnessed that multiple times.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
But you got to warm. Once you warm up, man.
I could not go out on a court and do it one time at halftime and win crap. Like, I just need a little bit of time to warm up. But once I figure it out, I will lock in and I got it. And I'll start dropping it. Now, the other thing I can do is...
Get a hold of one.
Well, we moved into this house when I was a kid, and it had a pogo stick.
All right. Pogo stick?
It was in the garage. So... I mean, I'm a kid. It's a pogo stick. So I practiced all the time. I learned how to do it. It was to the point where I could take a pogo stick to my friend's house.
Humble brag.
Well, no, I'm dead serious. I mean, like transportation. Like, you know, you're leaping.
Go to his house.
I could go to his house on my pogo stick.
He didn't look stupid.
No, but I was flying. Like, I could go almost as fast as some kids that were my age riding their bike.
Come to Tracy to Movie House tomorrow, 2 to 5. See Miles Montgomery on a pogo stick.
It's been a long time, but I know I can get right back on it.
Balloon chicken. Of course you do.
How many did he make?
And Mike Hawk is your man. That's right. Mike Hawk loves making balloon animals. And he'll choke that balloon into the chicken of your dreams.
How many different animals can you make?
Oh, shoot. Last time I tried, I think I could make like 3. Maybe 4.
How did you learn to make balloon animals? Like, what was the moment?
I honestly don't remember how I learned, dude. I think I was in, like... Somewhere between 6th and 8th grade.
Jim?
Yeah, I guess. Dad, where the hell did I learn how to make balloons? But then it was like, maybe it was a book or something like that came with these balloons, and then I figured out how to do that. And so it came up on the show at one point, like, oh, yeah, I've done that before. And then it turned out like I'm some circus clown that can just make all kinds of balloon animals.
Mike Hawk blows up balloon animals. You gotta come and see what he can do with his mouth and hands. Tomorrow, doggies, monkeys, and massive balloon bananas. Mike Hawk, master balloon animal manipulator. You've never seen a balloon do that before, huh?
Jesus. God. And then that just turned into me being able to make a couple.
You can hear the joy in his voice.
He had so much fun doing this. I don't know when this got cooked up, but I know that he was giddy as a schoolgirl back there just recording all these.
Today.
Miles, I would say, and Mike and Thrill will attest, because I don't play anymore. People think I can't play golf. So we had our tournament, the Miles Montgomery Classic. These two guys came back by and they're like, you guys got to take one swing. So I just barely stretch. And even Mike chirped me like, oh, yeah, stretching, huh? And I stuck that thing. The guy's like, oh, Ted's a stick. I was like, I know how. You see me. Yeah, I can swing a club. I choose not to play.
That's right. He's protesting.
That's right.
Like a militant you were just then.
Exactly.
I choose not to play, fool. Yeah.
Well, they were just yucking it up, like, all right, Ted, take a swing. It's like it's a par 3. You want me to put it on the goddamn green?
Yeah. Cal Raleigh takes silver medal.
Dude, when I was derby. Because when I was playing football, man, I had to stretch all the time. One thing I could do was put my legs behind my head. So I can put both legs behind my head. So
we're riding a pogo stick.
We're at a party one night, and I stick both, because they're like, yeah, Miles can put both. I'm like, I seriously can do it. So I put my legs behind my head, and then all of a sudden I started getting a cramp. And the cramp kind of locked into my head, and I couldn't pull my feet out from behind my head. And in the meantime, like my leg is cramping, and I'm like, and pop, and it came out. I was like, oh god! And I just started hobbling around. But at one point in time, I could put both my legs behind.
That might be the most ridiculous story I've ever heard. Well, just visualize it.
I've seen a number of drunk girls now in their 30s go, look, I can do a back bend at the bar. They almost always end up falling.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. Okay. Let's see here. Some skills that people have. Basic clothing, mending and altering.
Nope.
That is one skill I do not have.
I don't have. You were a Boy Scout. I thought that was part of the...
I can... Sewing? Sewing was something I learned more in home ec. As far as using a sewing machine.
I mean, I learned how to basket weave, not sewing.
That has to come in handy.
If someone... if I watched a Google video or something, it would take me a little bit of time to just remember how to, how to thread it.
Yeah.
And the bottom and all that stuff. But once I kind of figured it out, I would F a lot of things up, but I eventually would remember... the basic ability to run a sewing machine. Now, hand sewing, I do fine on until it gets to the point where I got to tie a knot.
What?
Until it gets to the end.
I can't sew.
No, when you get to the end on hand, it's just hard for me to tie that singular, like Bolan knot that's thick enough.
I got you. All right.
Exactly. What else we got? Simple electronic repair. Can you put a light fixture in your home?
I could. But I'm like, man, like I said, anything where if I do it wrong, it's going to end poorly for me, which is plumbing and electric.
Would you install a ceiling fan?
I think I could.
Probably,
do that.
Yeah.
You think you could?
I think I could.
Sure I could. But again, my thought is like, look, if me screwing this up ends up costing me a lot more money or it brings pain to me, hence electricity and plumbing, just hire someone.
I'm going
to
zap the hell out of myself. I know it.
So rule number one, if you're doing anything electric at home, buy a pen light.
Yes.
A pen light. Now, what is that exactly?
It's a little tool you stick in to see if the current is running.
Okay.
I never
knew. I did not knew that existed when I was doing that stuff, and you just shut off the breakers.
All right, yeah. So, like, right,
that's my move.
I would, Miles, I'll be dead honest, I would still use the pen light and just make sure.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Another question, useful or not, what can you do that most people cannot? 206-803-ROCK.
Men's Room World Tour rolled on tomorrow from 2 until 5 at the Tracington Movie House in Bremerton.
As we have on the secret skill list, balloon animals.
Our own Mike Hawk is going to be doing balloons? That.
Mike Hawk loves balloons, and he loves making the children smile. So bring your balloons, because our Eagle Scout is going to blow them up. Oh,
Jesus. It's our first all-ages Men's Room World Tour stop. So tomorrow from 2 to 5 at the Tracy the Movie House, we're going to have the beer brats there. Of course, the Men's Room IPA and 20th Anniversary Lager from Black Raven. So it's going to be a good time. Again, it's absolutely free. Okay, so we're talking useful or not. What can you do that most people cannot? Here's a few more. Guys, I can peel an orange in one continuous piece with my thumb. Only it's easier to clean up that way.
That from a chimpanzee.
All right. I could peel a little cutie in one thing.
Yeah.
A little cutie.
How big are they? Little tiny oranges.
Maybe like golf ball size-ish?
Yeah.
A little bigger. You could do an orange.
I've never successfully done a whole orange.
Do you try every time?
Yes.
I do too.
All right. But the cuties I could do pretty easily.
What about removing the eggshells from a boiled egg?
Depends on the egg. It depends on how long you cook it.
I think I did that once.
Really? I've never done it. I suck at it.
I can pop it in half. Boom.
Pop it in half.
What do you mean? Just you crack around the middle like the equator version of the egg. Just pop, 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 pop. They go
on a boiled egg.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, you know what?
Give that a try.
There's another one with eggs I never thought about. Somewhere along the way, I learned how to crack eggs with one hand and just do it all the time. And then people see me do it and they're like, holy cow, you could do that with one hand? And I'm like,
You should lie. Like, say, dude, I used to work at an omelet station.
I did work at the omelet station once backstage.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's the skill.
There you go.
Okay, here's another one.
How many eggs do you think you can fit in your mouth? How many boiled eggs do you think?
Don't ask me questions like that.
Hey, we're talking boiled eggs. I'm just listening to you talk. And I'm like, how many boiled eggs can I stuff in his face?
How many eggs can you fit in
your mouth? I bet you I could fit.
Come on, buddy. Open wide.
Boiled egg. I'm going to say I could fit.
I'd say four.
Four?
Four.
You think you can get
I think I could go
without gagging.
How many
I'd be so scared to choke.
That's what I'm saying, man. Because those things can pop slip easy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, don't even.
You can do four.
Don't do that at home.
How many boiled eggs would fit in your mouth, Mike?
I don't think I can get more than three, man.
Really?
Oh, yeah, you can.
Boiled eggs are big.
We'll get them in there.
It depends on how well you can breathe out your nose. Okay.
Breathe through your nose, buddy.
We'll get them in there. I can burp the entire alphabet in one long burp.
Relax your tongue.
It's a good party trick, except the two times that I've power barfed. It was always on the letter W, both times.
That from Amber.
Yeah. Here's another. Dad, you'd appreciate this. Back in our day, being able to beatbox. I can't exactly do the conventional crazy dubstep beatboxing, but I can imitate simple drumming and add a bass line on top.
Yeah.
Right. Stand By Me, Pumped Up Kicks, whatever. Those are easy ones to learn on if you want to learn how to beatbox. I'm really, 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 really good at doing hand fart sounds.
I can't.
Here's another one.
Dude, armpits. Thank you.
I can't do that one.
You can't do armpit farts?
I can't do armpit farts, man.
Okay. Banjo.
How can you not do that?
I just can't. I tried.
Like, how did you get out of third grade? I felt like that you had to do that as much as
I was a nerd. I was in chess club. Nah. I couldn't do it.
Nah.
See, you can't do it.
Can't do it. And finally, banjo. In the world of guitarist, I rarely meet another picker. Our question, useful or not, what can you do that most people cannot? 206-803-ROCK.
So you can do hand farts.
Yeah.
But you can't do the armpit farts.
No.
Jesus.
And you can't do the hand farts.
Sounds
can't do
wet. The hand farts. It's a weird...
Are your pits wet?
Not at all, man. Perfectly dry pits.
You never squirted water with your hands?
No. I could never do that. And I also couldn't do that thing where you spit through your teeth and launch it. I always have to...
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can.
You know what I mean? Like, other guys, the cool kids somehow could always just, their teeth were together and still.
It's awful, but I'm a really good spitter. I mean, I'm very accurate. I'm serious.
He's part dart frog.
I rarely miss. And I know how to, the velocity, I know exactly what I'm doing
when
I spit.
When I was in Scouts, there was a kid in my troop that he was.
I'm a good spitter, man.
He was 13 years old. And he could spit like he had been chewing tobacco for years.
I can bring up a pearl if I need to. I mean, let her fly.
Dude, when I dip.
You're right. Useless skill, but there it is.
No, I can't.
was going to say, when I dipped, I got so good, I could just spit in a straw.
Really?
Yeah.
It's amazing. The more you spit, the more accurate you get.
These are the things that make us happy. I can spit in a straw.
But it's a disgusting habit.
True.
Can you do snot rockets?
I can do snot rockets.
I can do one nosers, yeah.
Yeah, I can get that pretty on point.
First time I saw someone do a snot rocket, we had just moved to Baltimore, right? I had taken a bus downtown. I'm trying to find the bus stop to return home. So there's this lady standing there, man. She's maybe 40 years old, and she's at a bus stop. And I said, ma'am, does the number 3 stop here? She looks at me, turns her head, blows out a snot rocket, all right? Mm. Then turns her head the other way and blows out another one. And says, oh, yeah, baby, you should be here in like 10 minutes.
Mm. Honey.
Yeah. I lived there for like
you
3 days.
You are turning me on.
Like, I live in a different place.
Useful or not, what can you do the most people can't? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Butch. Welcome to the men's room.
Happy Friday, bitches.
Oh, I know.
Positive Friday.
Hey, I grew up in Stockton. I've called before, and I learned to do the hand bone.
The hand jive?
The hand jive. Well, except the old hand bone, hand jive, yeah.
Oh, hand jive. All right.
But like the dance? Jive.
Yeah, I mean, my buddy used to, with the hands off the legs and chest and... But me and my buddy used to rip off each other and stuff, and it was useless now, but it wasn't then because I'd get like a free beer or a free bowl, and people would want parties and stuff. So,
all right, okay. Have you met up with your buddy again? If you met up with your buddy again, could you guys still do it?
I think we can. He's actually a truck driver. He was just down here in Moxie, but he's mostly on the East Coast now. So,
okay,
all
right. Look, man, I've been to weddings before with guys that I grew up with, and there were two guys in particular that were better. They were always practicing breakdancing.
Really?
Like, they could get up on their shoulders. They could do some basic moves.
I can't breakdance, but if you can breakdance, I will watch you breakdance.
But I saw them both attempt to...
recreate the good old days.
Break it out at a wedding, all right? And actually, I was kind of impressed about what they still could do, considering that they were in very slick rental shoes.
Right.
And, a suit. So it was like, you know what, man? Ted, I know you know every dance on... That's your wheelhouse is kind of like the electric slide.
I like dancing.
You can do them all.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just growing up where I did and, like, family stuff. Like, you got to do the electric slide.
Can you do the Macarena?
Yeah, of course.
You can.
Cha-cha slide.
Is there... can you do the achy breaky thing?
No. That was a little too white.
Okay.
Well, I mean, like, we like country music now.
He rejected that.
But I'm just saying, too white. Like, if you... I mean,
that was Ted, not me. I'm just throwing that out there.
Well, if you go to any... if you go to a Smith wedding...
White.
I don't know how to explain it. Like, they'll just start with, like, the cha-cha slide, electric slide. All the Smiths will run out there to just what you do. You got to do those dances.
Right.
Okay.
By the way, I'm just reading some texts to come in, just real quick. Someone is doing the humble brag, Mike, and says, I can do both hand farts and armpit farts. Well, good for you. Someone else says, I can make fart sounds with my hand and my eye socket. Someone else says, I can do a loud cricket noise. Well, call in. Someone else, I can mimic cats and kittens and chirp like little birds.
No. Yeah. Well, whatever your
prove
skill.
Prove it.
Okay. Ted, I've seen multiple times, is able to catch food in his mouth.
From great distances.
From distance. From a long way
pretty
away.
Pretty good.
Depending on the food item, how it flies, popcorn.
Grapes.
Grapes, yeah.
Grapes are preferable.
Yeah, they have the right density to get the distance.
Mm-hmm.
Easy to catch.
Bernie and I used to just do that at tailgates. And, like, we were, like, 17, 18. And we'd be like, all right, go 2 cars rows over. And we're going to chuck them. And then we would do it, and people would give us beer.
Okay.
Really?
Oh, it was a great hustle.
You guys made fun of me because I could stuff all those quarters in my nose, right?
Correct.
In exchange for beer. You did the same thing. It was just catching grapes in your mouth.
Well, ours was more athletic.
That is true.
Okay.
I'll give you that.
Juggling is on the list.
Yeah!
Most impressive. They say you can learn to juggle in a weekend.
Less than that, man. I learned to...
Juggling 3 balls. That's it.
3 balls,
they say you need to start with 2, then work your way up to 3.
Yeah, sort of, man. I was 10 years old. We went over to these people's house for dinner. The father of that house was in the garage, and he was this kind of guy, and he asked me the question. As soon as I got out of the car, he goes, you want to learn how to juggle? I'm like, yeah. So he taught me how to juggle. Took maybe 20 minutes.
How about, could you learn to juggle pins?
Oh, you mean the like pins. Batons?
Yeah.
I've tried,
man. What are they called?
I don't know.
I think batons is right.
I've tried that, man. I can't do that. I got to juggle balls.
See?
Make your jokes. But yeah, I got to juggle balls.
Are you going to juggle balls tomorrow on the Men's Room World Tour stop at the Tracyton Movie House from 2 to 5?
Yeah. If you bring me 3 balls,
no, bring
I will juggle balls.
You
make the animal balloons.
If anybody has a can of tennis balls in their garage, it's you.
Yeah, just bring it.
Get Miles a pogo stick.
I might. I'll check.
What's that?
Well, okay, we're going to do this. Everybody gets up on stage, all right? I'm going to make a balloon animal. You go ahead and juggle balls. Miles, you're going to get on a pogo stick.
Oh, God,
Ted, you're
going to
dance.
Or catch stuff in my mouth.
Or catch stuff in your mouth. Yeah. There you
they
go.
They have popcorn. It's a movie house.
Yeah.
There you go.
Let's all do that.
I don't recommend a pogo stick jumping.
No, I'm not doing it.
Legal's going to get on us on that.
That would lead to injury.
Okay. Yeah, don't wrap us in because you want to flex that you can make balloon animals tomorrow, dude.
I'm not trying to flex.
Mike Hawk loves latex and kids and balloons.
God.
Mike Hawk, master balloon animal blower. He'll make balloons that will make your kids cry with joy.
Jesus. Useful or not, what can you do that most people can't? Here's one from a lovely lady. I can tie a knot in a cherry stem with my tongue.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah.
I think I've seen that once.
I've never seen it in person.
Okay.
There used to be a bunch of cool stuff that I've seen at bars throughout the years.
That's where most of the cool stuff I see happens.
And one of the coolest ones ever was this dude who was a bartender. Now, he was not like a Tom Cruise cocktail type bartender as far as doing anything like that. But what he was a master at opening up a brand new pack of matches and snapping them, snapping one, flicking it down the bar. Like if there was a chick that was like four bar stools down, he could just open that pack of matches and zing it down the counter. As it's spinning on the counter, the match is lighting and stop that thing right in front of her so she could light her cigarette.
Yeah.
And it was the coolest damn thing I had ever seen in my life.
It was in Cocktail. It was cool when it was in the movie.
But he could do that. He couldn't do the bottle crab, but he could do the and just snap it down the thing. He was also the guy that could peg you in the forehead with a beer cap and snap it over the shoulder.
Over the elbow thing.
And I mean, like, on a line, man. He had that thing down. Like, his aim was insane. What else do we got here? Balancing things on your finger or being able to, like, spin a basketball.
Yeah, I suck at that.
I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Used to be able to do that.
My son's good at that. He'll stand there talking to you, spinning the ball or dribbling the ball or bouncing. Hey, you name it. He's always got a ball. He's like Castaway. Wilson is his best friend.
What else we got? Oh, here you go, Mike. An Owen Wilson impression.
Wow.
Useful or not, what can you do that most people can't? I think
amazing.
Most, what they're saying you can learn this one pretty easily.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what is the technique?
It's a half whisper. It's like just above a whisper.
So it's here. Is it here?
It's very breathy.
It's very similar to the chick you do.
Jennifer Coolidge?
Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's a little bit more throaty, though.
Me and Mike contend that Jennifer Coolidge should have been the voice like when you're the Hindenburg. You know what I mean?
Oh, the humanity. This is awful. So many people are dead. I've never seen something on fire like this. The people are jumping from the Zeppelin. This is
humanity.
Horrible.
Right. Oh, would you laugh at the news?
Oh, she's the one humanity. The president has been shot.
It's like revisionist history.
Oh, God. Down in Dallas. Look at it.
That's just what it would be. She would just tell you what it was.
Oh, my God, look.
Right.
Look at the carnage.
Breaking news.
Look.
Jesus. More skills useful or not.
OJ was acquitted.
Says here you can learn four or five chords on the guitar in a weekend and start learning to play a ton of songs.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's very true.
All right, what are the most basic songs that you can learn how to play on guitar?
Pretty much anything from AC/DC, which is not an insult. It's just the way they style their songs. Start there. Do not start with Stairway to Heaven. Just don't.
No.
So, so you're basically starting with chords.
Yeah, it's chords. They're very chord heavy and they keep their chords simple.
Okay.
I can mimic stuff.
What do you mean? How's your ukulele lifestyle?
I got that new one from Aaron. I got to put in some work.
It's the summer. It's ready.
Come on. It's the time.
But like if you hand me a guitar, I can like do stuff and like people are like, "Oh, I'm like, hang on, I just got to tune it." I have no idea what I'm doing. I can mimic. It's like when I do the air bass. I don't actually know how to play the bass. I've just watched people do it enough where I can mimic stuff.
So, when you air bass, people think that you might be a bass player.
So you go to the bass world.
All right. Well, first of all, nobody else is air bassing. Everybody air guitars.
Yeah. No, not me. I'm air keyboard.
Right. But I start like just doing my little air bass thing.
All right.
Right.
No, and you I got know, a little groove going
right,
on.
I know how to like pick up a bass line.
Oh.
How sad are these skills that we're talking about right now?
Hey, man, they're skills.
I can airbase.
Not everybody
like nobody's
can.
Business.
Like, you watch any movie, you can tell who has zero
idea. I play
idea.
The bass.
You can see who has zero idea on how an instrument works. You know, you all get right. all these people that go up there, and they're gonna rock out, man, and then that hand just stays on the neck of that guitar as they're playing. Like, no, he's not.
It's like the Cars
anything.
For Kids kids, that band that everyone hates.
Ah, yeah.
And look, I don't know if everyone does it, but as a musician, and look, I know they're not playing it. I know that. But I'm looking at this commercial, and they're swinging back and forth, and I'm like, you're not even trying to act like you're playing the song.
Yeah.
And it bugs me. Yeah. We already don't like you. Yeah. At least put in some work,
you
man.
Suck.
Yes.
From the outdoor world, I know for a fact that I can canoe and kayak better than most people, just based on my paddling skills.
Sure.
Because I used to teach it. So for me.
Well,
like,
then I hope so.
So when I get in a kayak with like the two people, I'm just like, dude. Just stop. I got this. Like
I got this.
You're making it.
Oh, that's fun on a romantic canoe trip.
Oh, trust me. You're making this worse.
I got this.
Just hold the dog, okay, baby?
Honey, just stop.
Seriously.
I'm going to make us sink.
Well, it's not that I don't think that I'm going to get wet, but I don't need a bath every time she tries to take a stroke. You know, if you don't know how to J-stroke, if you don't know basic common things like how to draw or whatever, that's a little frustrating. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but
bless
seriously.
You. Thank you. Absolutely. I can also do most sports things.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I can hit a baseball. I can hit a jump shot. Not good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I can, you know.
But if you hit it, you hit it.
Right. Like, I know the physics of throwing a football, even though I have a trashy arm. Like, I can kick a soccer ball. Pretty much any sport, I can at least do the fundamental thing.
You can get it. Yeah. Tennis, you can play it.
Yeah, I used to love playing tennis.
When I was a kid, I would play tennis. There was some family had a tennis court, like, buried in the woods. They're like, look, as long as you don't make a mess, you can use it.
So yeah.
We played tennis.
If it's there, I can.
But that's when you didn't get sore.
Badminton, volleyball, anything with a net.
Used to love volleyball.
I can pretty well jump in and give it my best effort, which is not the worst. But
it's not the worst.
No, what I'm saying is, I mean, I'll play to the level of my ability.
That's fair.
Which is whatever it is at that point in time.
Yeah, you get gassed a little bit.
Like, I used to be able to jump up and spike the ball over the net. You know, now I can't even jump. So,
other skills people say they have. Some of these are easier to learn than not. Moonwalking. They say that you can learn how to moonwalk within an hour.
I've been trying it my whole life. It doesn't work.
I can moonwalk, but I have to have on socks.
Slippery
shoes. Socks or slippery shoes.
Correct.
You can moonwalk.
I used to be able to.
Okay, how about that?
I mean, I could probably.
That's Miles' talent tomorrow.
At the break, I'm gonna take a video of you moonwalking out.
I will try. I'll practice.
Okay.
That floor. Yeah, I'll do it.
I think you should do that tomorrow.
It's just going to take me a little time, but I'll figure
balloon
it out.
Animals, juggling, moonwalks. Airbase.
Ted's going to play ukulele.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else we got on this?
Solving a Rubik's Cube.
Something that they say you can learn within a weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not that impressive. Gregor.
Well, Gregor, who is the morning guy at the end, he enters competitions on this stuff.
Yeah,
so right. I think it's just solving it in a matter of time.
Because there's a formula for being able to get the pieces to move in the way that you want to. The one that always impresses me is that they can look at the cube for like 90 seconds and then blindfolded can just remember what all they need to do in order to solve it.
Does that pay?
That shocks me.
I mean, like, if you enter this competition and you win, what do you get other than the recognition? Like, do you get money?
Oh, man, you're just dripping in it for months.
You get a wave.
Save some for the rest of us.
You don't have a moment in time. That's
right.
You're just taking care of the ladies.
You're drowning in it.
You really
solving are. Rubik's Cubes.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Solving Rubik's Cubes.
Knocking that Uber account through the roof.
Look out.
Man, oh, man.
Ask him.
Rubik Slayer is what they call them.
Jesus God. Do it again.
More of the useful or not skills that people can't that you can do the most people can. Someone says, I can speed read. It's training your eyes to stop saying every word in your head. Took me about a month to get decent at it, but once you learn, it's really easy to rip through a few books and still be able to retain everything that's in there.
All right.
I don't know if you retain everything that's in there.
I don't mind reading is the thing.
Right.
You know
I
want to
get lost in it.
Because I kind of just, the point to me of reading is to relax.
Yeah.
So I don't want to speed read.
Look, I've had it to where I've like I want to read a book in a weekend. You know, I go on I go on these flyaways from time to time. It's like I wouldn't mind finishing a book in a weekend, and I have done it at least once, and it's kind of a fun little accomplishment.
It is, man. You put in the work. If you like the book, I feel like you get it done.
Right. But at the same time, it's like you don't watch TV shows in double speed. Right. Because you're trying to sit back, relax, and just enjoy what it is that you're doing.
I'm going to start watching all of my shows in double speed.
Yeah.
Just play Yakety Sax. It all makes sense.
Someone else says, I'm really good at folding a fitted sheet.
I
can do that.
Can you?
I can. I learned it from Oprah.
For real.
It was on the Oprah Winfrey Show. I was home from school one day, and I went, and I was actually doing my laundry that afternoon.
All right.
And I had done my sheets probably for the first time in 4 months. And she had this thing on, and I'm like, I'm going to fold it like Oprah. And I watched her do it, and I figured it out.
Folded
it
like Oprah.
It's like bend it like Beckham.
And then I could not figure out the difference between that and the actual sheet, because they were both folded exactly the
same.
Can
you still do it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you go right now into my closet, I still fold them the Oprah taught way.
The Oprah way.
I mean, I can fold it. It just looks like a folded bunch of mess inside my closet.
I just don't.
Folded sheets just stay in a ball until they're ready for use.
There you go.
That's how I fold.
Our question, useful or not, what can you do that most people can't? 206-803-RUN.